All right, Benny, I replaced my watch battery, ate a Cinnabon, and bought a P-Track. Let's go.
Hi, it is only round five.
Let's go.
Patient. Oh, little sick boy. Would you like for me to find your name in the next bottle? Okay.
Oh, that wife of yours is pretty good. I guess that's why they call her your better, better, better.
I don't want to be my coach.
A boggle coach? What would I do?
Get up there. Do anything. You just have to get up there. Unless you want me to go off to Dallas by myself.
Dallas? Crackheads and debutantes.
Sunday!
Guess who's going to the mower show? Whoa.
Boy, how'd you manage to swing that? Boy, Peggy, we like mowers.
Simple. I found a boggle tournament in Dallas to keep her busy while we have some real fun.
Check it out, man. Talk about road trip, about that Big D Motel. Hell, man. You talk about that.
The biggest names in mowers, hedges, and clippers. Be there.
It's hot. It's too hot.
I'm getting communion wine later after this.
Huh?
I'm getting communion wine after this.
I joined you. Maybe. Yeah.
You look like you could use a wallet. Would you
like to make a wallet?
Harley Davidson.
Also my coach.
Pencil. It was writing up a storm.
but will it be enough?
I win.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
Mark, you want to do the honors?
What?
Introducing the panel. Oh,
shit. No, so no, I'll do that to you.
That's like welcome one and all to the King of the Hill panel, the return of the King. Much like the last one, this one is kind of off the cuff. We're going to do our best to, you know, share as much love as we can for King of the Hill in one night as much as we can. And so let's introduce our host for tonight. All right, first up to the left.
Oh, Brett. My name is Mark McPherson. I'm a local film critic for TwinCitiesGeek.com as well as FilmInquiry.com and MoviesWithMark.com. My YouTube channel, I write tons of books and I just talk all about movies. And I've probably watched King of the Hill maybe like 6 or 7 times all the way through. So.
Shut up, Mark.
Which, I mean, yeah. So.
Going. I'm Mikey Shiota. I co-host an anime podcast with this guy right here called Anime Bebe, currently on hiatus, but one day we'll come back. And big King of the Hill fan, and when I'm not talking about King of the Hill, I'm on my Twitter talking about Yuri and Yuri accessories.
Hey! I love it!
Ooh, are you excited for the reboot?
Yeah, precisely. And I am Ryan, also known as Two Bits. I am the co-host of the Anime Bebe podcast, also on hiatus. And as far as King of the Hill goes, I've been watching it since as far back as like it's Fox days, it's Fox Kids days, also it's Adult Swim days. I've watched it through just about every era, and I've just watched about every single episode, and I love it to death. Go.
Let me get the mic here.
Gotcha.
My name's Taha, that's my real name. I go by Waffle Pope. I'm like kind of floating around a lot of different groups. I have watched King of the Hill through, I think, twice, and I am not quite as big of a King of the Hill head, but I definitely love the vibe, and I love looking at memes, so like King of the Hill has always been a big influence on comedy for me, so I really love that shit. So hopefully, clips you guys are enjoying, so.
Yes, thank you, Mark, very much. You're the primary source of all the clips for tonight. Although, the original source for this panel was actually from you, Mark, because some time ago you did a King of the Hill panel, and I loved it so much, it was a good influence on me.
Which we did as a joke, we didn't think it would get through, and then it did. I guess because we tantalized the description by saying that there might be an appearance by Big Mountain Fudge Cake, but maybe that happened. Yeah.
Well, we at least got Dale Gribble for tonight, so yeah. there's a consolation there.
If only he had his keyboard.
Right? Yeah, Hank is going to save the day. Save the day, save the day, save the day.
We have one-fourth of the propaniacs here tonight.
Yeah, we'll be your propaniacs. Folks.
The big D on keyboard, Rusty Shackleford.
It was my idea to try and resurrect this along with your blessing. Just have another wonderful night with King of the Hill fans to just rejoice about our love about this this silly, wacky series that we also take so very seriously. So thank you all for joining us for this tonight. All right. Let's see here. So introduction, who the hell are we? We got through that. All right. And are you all familiar with the anime King of the Hill?
Oh, yeah.
This is, after all, an anime convention, yeah. And we all know one of the best ones.
Suck it, Evangelion.
Hey, what? He's right here.
Sorry, bro.
So, why did we even put this together? What does King of the Hill mean to us? Well, that is quite a complex question. Can we try to compress that down?
Sure. So, like, King of the Hill is just, like, a really great, like, down-to-earth show. Like, a lot of times comedies like to go way over the top, which, like, my favorite comedy, like, as far as, like, stepping that block is Futurama, but I always really appreciated King of the Hill for, like, keeping stuff down-to-earth and being really relatable, while still, like, having that kind of Beavis and Butthead energy in the background. It's always been really great. So that's really where my heart is with it.
Yeah, Mike Judge really is, like, a one-of-a-kind creator, you know? Like, everything from the series about, like, this like largely conservative, but the, like more just like sheltered like Texas life in the series is like portrayed with like so much humanity and like humor, and like it feels also authentic from like Mike Judge, who like you really believe like kind of grew up among that kind of like environment, you know, that like you really, that like it really just endears you to it all. And like I always think of like the small moments, like Hank Hill just like smelling his grass and saying that like this is better than weed. I think to moments like that, and I'm like, you know what? On some level, he is completely right. Who doesn't want to like have like a nice lawn to themselves? They get to mow. They get to go on like their rideable mower and just enjoy the day away and just like have a nice like beer between their legs and just enjoy that. Like it speaks to like it is akin to like slice of life. That's like how we kind of put it.
It's the ultimate Ayashiki anime.
But yeah, no, it's like, it's definitely the vibes of the series, like how it doesn't, like, it's an animated series that doesn't feel like an animated series, and like that's what adds to the charm of it. Like, it could be, like, they could have done something like, you know, go into like Wacky Town, like Simpsons or whatnot, but I really appreciate the fact that Mike Judge decided to like, you know what, I just want to tell a very real down-to-earth series. I don't need to get crazy, and like the humor will show just because of the good writing and the great characters.
Yeah, I think that it speaks a lot to the dry satire of King of the Hill to make it work by making it like it grounded. So like it wants to like make fun of like this, you know, like this typical like Texas suburb. And if you want to like find the funny in that, part of that involves like an authenticity. So like that's part of like how like King of the Hill is so great in that, because it goes out of its way to make like anatomically correct characters and make a very believable environment in a world that you could see being real, and then just trying to relate to it, and also just playing off like some of the absurdities, but like embellishing here and there, because I think like I've heard from like other Texans who have watched the show, and that it's for them like it's akin to like us watching Fargo, where you want to watch Fargo and you'll be like we don't sound like that, we don't do that, but then every now and then there'll be that one scene and you're like, damn it, we did that.
No, we do say we do say boggle a lot.
We do say boggle.
So of course,
So
we have some ways to demonstrate how great this is.
So I've got some clips. Let me get back to the thing.
No worries.
Okay, so I just want to start off by showing off something that I discovered. So there was a lot of promos with like the adult cartoons on Fox Kids for some bizarre reason. So I tracked some of those down, and I just wanted to show you some stuff that just is very bizarre to me, just to look at. Just like, here's
the cross-pollination between this and King of the Hill is weird.
Have you ever considered propane as an alternative energy source for that board of yours? With a little retooling, I can get it to work. Tell you what I'm going to do. Being that you're my neighbor and I like you, I'm going to give you the new neighbor discount and a free t-shirt. So what do you say?
Take a ride on the cosmic tide.
So like this is like bizarre on many levels, because Silver Surfer, if you're not familiar with it, is like this existential like story about a bald man floating through space, being sad about literally everything, and being very contemplative. And to have like Hank Hill just be all like, "Yo, man, come over and have a beer with me," is just like the most wholesome thing I could ever think of that ever happened to that character. And it's just really funny that it happens in this crazy ass like crossover where I almost don't even believe that people who understood either show made this. So it's, this one is always stuck in my mind. It's like, yeah, he just talked to the Silver Surfer for a little bit. That was weird.
It was very much like a marketing mandate, like, because like Fox News all the time. There was a time where Bart Simpson hosted Fox Kids for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
It did happen.
It always happens, but it's always weird. Like there was that one time where to promote Ice Age, they had Sid talk about all the cartoons, so he did like the recitation of like the Family Guy opening. But hearing Sid talk about the sex on TV is the weirdest thing.
Today, that all the scenes of violence and movies and sex on TV.
This is wonderful. Like I love stuff like that. Like just going back and looking at it. I think this is another one he did with the Silver Surfer. I don't know if this is the same clip I just got twice though. Let me just tell you.
Well, you all come back now, you hear us. And if you want propane and propane accessories, you can be a call.
Hey, slow down, you'll miss the turn.
Peggy, you know, I think we're lost. Mr. Surfer, where's the thing? Highway?
Thanks for joining us for Fox Kids. It's the Leaves the Hills.
Hey, take it easy. There's no need to be tailgating at college.
I'm just very fascinated by that specific bumper. I don't know why.
I think specifically that was like for like an event during the time too. That like about like the hills like leaving like leaving the town or something. But like it was for like an episode where like they were just gonna like come back anyway and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They like went around like the whole universe and then like met a bunch of cartoons. It was wild. And some versions of it had been at scenes for like since like I was five, and it's really crazy to see them here. Let's see if it'll launch that.
I don't think the promo writers really understood Peggy though.
What's with this Fox Kids lineup? Where's Batman? I want Batman. Where's Batman?
Mr. Surfer, I'm gonna need you to step off my lawn.
finish up with Bobby's.
Oh yeah. You can play the rest of what Bobby's.
Oh yeah. Take
the ride. Yeah, it's wild. I
holy shit. Love stuff like that. But yeah. Oh crap! But yeah, part of the reason why we love like King of the Hill 2 is just because the fan base is awesome. Like everybody's been keeping it alive after all these years, even though the series has like ended for a very long time, despite the fact that it will be coming back as is news still to some people, as I found out tonight actually before this. but everyone is still keeping alive through King of the Hill AMVs, YouTube boops. Fan art, memes. I mean, honestly, the big way I've experienced through all of this is through like the YouTube poops. Honestly,
shout out. Oh yeah, like the YouTube poop that we saw right before the start of the panel. One of my favorite versions of that is there's this VTuber I follow called Dollop Days, and she recited that entire YouTube poop verbatim on one of her streams, and it was amazing. Like, you can find it online.
Yeah, it's like some of the funnest things about like when I was doing some research for this and getting some clips is just like I just was like scrolling through like a history of like myself on the internet. I was just like, I remember that King of the Hill meme and that one. I remember where I was, what I was doing. And it's like the fan base just like keeps making like amazing things. And I think in the next slide we have some pictures of some of my favorite ones I ran about Cross. See, like the artistry of like the Donkey Kong is so good. Like that's just like you could just slap that on a real Game Boy game or like a real like NES cartridge and I would be like, yeah, that's just a real game that happened. Like that's real. And Hank Hell is my favorite thing ever. Because like somebody just like went into WWE and just like made a Hank Hill character and just like call him Hank Hell, and this is the funniest crap I've ever seen. That always cracks me up like uncontrollably.
Yeah, that's his character.
The caption though.
Yeah, bring in propane.
Bring in the propane.
Now, Mr. Cody Rhodes, while I do appreciate you finishing your story, I should be the one to defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I tell you what.
Even good shit like this, like everyone just keeps alive after all these years. Like it's stuff like this that really just like helps us to like keep it all going in the end. Power scaling Bobby Hill versus Pocket Sand.
Like just Hank asking what an e-girl is just like gives me my soul energy. Like, you know what the hell an e-girl is? What in God's name is that crap?
Oh my God, my son is a simp.
Dad, she thinks I'm dummy thick.
Oh, you're a dummy, all right.
You're a dummy who's grounded.
Cat girls, Hank, they're out to control your minds.
I don't think cat girls are that bad. Sound like Bill Clinton, sorry about that.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, Bill.
What are you doing in Harlem?
I want to kick your ass.
I heard it was Harlem Town.
I feel like we should maybe answer one question, though, or try to come to some kind of answer, given that this is an anime convention.
All right, so is King of the Hill anime?
Yes!
Yes,
yes it is!
Yes!
All right, we're off to a great start. Now, here's...
Yes.
So, as an argument, King of the Hill, I would say as a genre in anime, because anime is just a medium, right? Yeah. So, what anime is just animation that's, like, you know, technically produced in Japan. Now, if we move along here, Japan is about the same size as...
Nope. I'm not.
When you adjust its size to be the same size as Texas. So, going along that logic, it's definitely animation generated in Japan. Now, is King of the Hill anime? I like this quote from a Supreme Court justice from the 60s I can't remember the name of. I shall not today attempt further to define the kinds of material I understand to be embraced with that shorthand description, anime. And perhaps I could never succeed in intelligibility doing so, but I know it when I see it. And King of the Hill is an anime.
Hey!
Yes.
It's just Texas, you're okay.
We have Hank and Junichiro,
hey.
And his counterpart from across the seas. Anime, yes.
Yes, we have confirmation from King of the Hill, David Carradine, that, like, yes, like, there is this direct chronology between King of the Hill and anime. Thank you very much, David Carradine,
yeah,
for helping us realize this. This will no doubt be, yes, clap for David Carradine, yes. Folks.
Thank you.
This will no doubt be what he's most famous for, not that, you know, other thing.
Yeah, but you know, David Carradine playing Junichiro, he really hung in there.
Oh, my God.
He didn't get choked up.
Oh, damn. Mikey!
Oh, damn.
Always have a spotter.
We're swinging low tonight.
Okay. So, yeah, we've all had our great love of King of the Hill and stuff, but sadly, in the end, it did have to come to an end at one certain point. And that's through the original endings, of course. King of the Hill technically had two endings, if you want to get all specific about it. One was deleted from the episode Lucky's Wedding, back when they didn't know if there was going to be any more seasons. And of course, the official ending was from Raising the Stakes, where Bobby found his calling. And do you have those endings, by any chance?
I have them in there.
Excellent.
So if you don't got them in there, I got them.
Because the ending from like Lucky's Wedding Suit is a relatively new, like a new discovery for some people. And even when I saw it, I didn't originally know that it was going, that like actually existed.
Yeah, I remember when it was like being talked about on like Twitter when it first dropped, I'm just all like, wait, there was a lost ending? Like, this was never been talked about.
It's gonna be a little frustrating because I don't have a really good reporting.
Right.
Yeah, by Yaha Luan saying, I do. Yaha! Then I pronounce Elroy Kleinschmidt and Luann Platter, man and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Mr. Khan, have my time.
Twig Boy is there for some reason. Yeah, we're good on time.
This is a blessed day. Now who wants to rock?
Yes. Rocky Mountain Fudge Cake.
Yes.
Hold on, baby doll.
Come on, Bobby. Let's help him out.
I can't believe it was just a year ago that Luann's mama stabbed her daddy with a fork and she moved into our house. You know, when you think about it, it's a miracle we survived this year. We had a twister and a flood. We burned down the fire station. Bobby burned down our church.
Unless we forget, the Megalomart blew up and killed Buckley and darn near killed you, Hank.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, man, that old Chuck Mangione knew about it too, man.
All I can say is, at least we've got our health. Yeah, if you don't count Hank's clogged colon and a narrow urethra and vanishing ass.
Fine, when he saw his mother making whoopee. Ugh, let's talk about something else.
Remember that time I stole the tank from the Army base?
That never happened. And I wasn't born in a bathroom at Yankee Stadium while Cotton tried to kill Castro with a blow dart. Bill, those were all vivid dreams you had after you ate at that revolving Hungarian restaurant in McManorberry. Heck, I wish it was a dream when I got arrested for fishing with crack, or when Peggy had pictures of her feet taken for perverts, or when Bobby was a Husky Boy clothes model and then a Buddha.
And I'm not...
Yeah, that boy ain't right, but he's a good kid.
He's in the line.
All in all, it's been a pretty good run this year, I tell you what.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Honestly, I think that would have actually been just like a fine, beautiful ending for the series, right then
and
there.
Yeah, it's a nice palindrome.
It really does. Although I love that, I love Hank just like straight up denying that they ever stole a tank. Yeah. Let's be honest, I don't believe for one second that it was actually a dream. Like, he actually doesn't want anyone to acknowledge that ever.
Yeah.
Because they could actually go to prison.
For that. Or the same thing with New York, just purely out of embarrassment.
Bill, I'm not from New York. We will never talk about that again, because we burned those documents long ago.
But I still have the strength. It was a dream!
But that was still just like a fantastic ending, just like bringing together all those characters, like even ones you even forgot about, like Twig Boy of all characters.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Why was he invited?
Oh yeah, why was Patch Boomhauer there too? Like, Boomhauer hates him now. Like, he's an adulterer.
Or the actor who played Monsignor Martinez, he was there too. Like, doesn't Peggy hate him for him calling her old?
Yeah, you would think so.
That was also a dream.
He never said, vaya con Dios, at any point in time.
Peggy, you never taught Monsignor Martinez's children how to speak English.
Lee Ann's in the background too, I think.
Tons of great characters in that, like, that were just, like, one-shots here and there. Of course, even Cotton had to get off one final gunshot, you know? would have just been appropriate, man. No, they had to just go a little bit longer to watch him die before the series could end. but then, of course, we got the actual end of the series. Which I still think is pretty fun.
Boy, I could listen to the sound of sizzle all day long.
It's pretty relaxing. What do you say we mooch some hillbilly barbecue?
Let some European.
I haven't finished my organic chemistry homework.
You're 3 grades ahead already. Take your hat off.
Oh, thank you, Shug. My headache feels a lot better.
Well, I may not have John Redcorn's healing touch, but I do know a lot about the female body on account I once saw a possum ripped apart.
I've got beef!
Don't even fool shoes. Grab Gracie and let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a stranger, I guess. Yeah.
Look at you, my two healmen. We might need more food. We've got company.
Well, Dad, it looks like this is the last one.
Oh, you're just getting started, Bobby.
Aww.
You'll be grilling your whole life.
Just Aww. Like you.
Yep.
Yep.
Aww. And that version of the theme, by the way.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was, yeah, like, that marked, like, the end of, like, just a great run for a series right there, man. Like, an era of television I really don't think you'll ever be able to, like, really recreate. Although, of course, as we now know, they are actually going to try to recreate that. Because if y'all didn't know, the revival is still on the way. Still in the plans. But before we get into that, though, between the ending of King of the Hill and to what we have today, I just want to give a few call-outs right here. RIP to some very good people, Tom Petty and Brittany Murphy, the wonderful actors for Lucky and Luann Planter, which I gotta say, like, Luann, like, a real underrated character for the series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I really don't think you'll be able to, like, replicate her. Like, the sort of, like, childlike innocence to her that, like, contrasts so well against the Hills, who are just way too realistic about every problem in their lives.
There's always one line from Luann that just lives rent-free in my head. It's from the episode where Enrique is spending too much time with Hank because he's having trouble at home. And the episode ends with him trying to, like, basically break into the Hills' house, you know, just, like, banging on the door, trying to get in. And all the Hills and Luann are, like, huddled together in the living room. And Luann just gives this line where she goes, "Uncle Hank, are we going to be murdered?"
I think the one that always comes to mind for me is when Lucky gets Bobby the snake. And it's slithering towards her. And she's like, "Ah! Get it away from me! It knows I'm a Christian." you can't replicate that kind of, like, just hilarious innocence in her anywhere else. And Brittany Murphy just knew so well how to deliver that. She really was, like, you can't replace her in that regard. And Tom Petty, of course, like, you know, talented singer, but also a very talented guy is Lucky. You know, the man who slipped on PP.
I got the slipped on PP clip, too.
Yeah, we can do that.
I got that one.
Because he really did sort of become, like, the fifth member of the... I really think he really, over time, he really became, like, a great, like, fifth member to, like, the Alley Gang, you know?
Yeah, because he was supposed to be just, like, a one-off character during the Con Becomes a Redneck episode.
Lucky. Why do they call you Lucky?
True story. I was at Costco one day, and all of a sudden the nature called. Yelled, it's more like it. So I hightailed into the John, and there's some sensitive guy changing his little boy's diaper on one of them baby ironing boards. And don't you know I slipped on pee-pee and broke two vertebrae, which had to be fused together? I'm in constant pain, but by God, I got me a $53,000 settlement.
This some bitch doesn't have to work another day in his life.
God, I love Lucky so much. The man with two cats inside him.
You ready?
I reckon. That's the ladies' tea. I ain't hitting from the ladies' tea.
It really doesn't matter.
I ain't hitting from the ladies' tea.
All right. Action. Cut. I know you're in misery, Lucky, but just try to hold it together long enough for Johnson to see the tape.
Well, it's an unexpected visit, but they cost the same as any other. $400 an hour.
Well, this won't take long. I caught this joker red-handed. He's faking his injuries. I give you Exhibit A.
Ain't this a curveball? This tape is shown in court. Mr. Hill and Strickland Propane are off the hook. Well, Strickland Propane's deep pockets are closed, and Lucky's gonna have some sizable legal fees to settle himself.
I reckon that's fair. As soon as I get a job, I'll put in for overtime. Thanks.
I'm not your goddamn maid.
I'll
get it. Let the man with a perfectly healthy back pick it up.
Like a bug.
What?
I said you look like a bug, and I know what to do with bugs. Remember?
I believe I did. On guard! This is your job! My back! I can't move!
What the heck is wrong with you? Oh, these two are always horsing around with each other, whether it's on the stairs of Dale's house or inside your office. Whoa. Hold on. You can't blame this on me. Sure we can. According to this tape, Lucky was healthy until he got to your office. I'm sure there's plenty of lawyers that would like to help us make that case.
Okay, I hear you. I'll pay your usual settlement prompt, but not a penny more.
Yeah, we really wanted to do like Lucky justice there. Like, he really is like one of those like unsung later season characters there.
All right, I got a couple of Luann clips too. Let's talk
about Luann. Yeah, let's give it up for her. Of course.
Luann. I have decided that your boyfriend is crazy. Now, do you want to break up with him, or should I?
Now, just stop it. Stop telling me what to do. I am a proud, ignorant woman, and no one is going to me.
That is the stupidest thing I ever heard anyone say.
So we're all in agreement. Pygmalion is the worst episode of King of the Hill, right?
No.
A guy dresses like a pig and like tries to make like Luann into like his like dream girl. And then he gets like killed by like a pig slaughtering machine.
Yeah, it's right.
And they act like everything's fine by the episode.
I'm in a pig costume.
And it's right after he gets the sanity back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have a boyfriend. My last one, Buckley, blew up in a propane explosion.
You know, I can tell you're a very sensitive young woman, and sensitive people, they do have a hard time in our society today. I mean, I should know. As a self-proclaimed genius, I myself rather Fibidaeus, am often misunderstood.
Self-proclaimed genius?
Yes.
You poor thing. Oh, my first $10 tip, thank you.
Okay. Now meow like a kitty.
Meow?
You gotta move. This cult has lawyers at the yin yang and they know how to use them.
Your name? Bonnie?
No, it's Jane. Bonnie is the name your parents gave you. Why should they get to tell you who you are? They don't own you. What's your name?
Jane. We love you, Jane. We love you, Jane. We love you, Jane. Come on, guys. How about a pillow fight? That gets
you. What's your name?
Luann.
No, it's Jane.
Nah. She's Jane. I'm Luann.
You're making this very difficult, Jane.
Here's a little trick I use to remember my name. Okay, I think of a man named Lou, and then a woman named Anne. They meet in a kingdom in the forest.
Yeah, we can talk about Dale next.
Your next breath will be.
We'll play this one.
Yeah.
No, it's by like my home.
Oh no, now the panel is 18 plus.
What's up?
She is no longer interested in catching what you're throwing, mister. Okay, everyone who hasn't had premarital sex gets ice cream.
I love that one.
Oh my god. There's so much we could have played there. But of course, the other big one we have to like give it up for, though, is of course the man himself, Johnny Hardwick, Rusty Shackleford. God, this one hurts so bad. This one hurts so bad because like this was like literally all he was known for. This one role, Dale Gribble. But God, he would knock it out of the park. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, from what I heard from interviews, like, this was, like,
the role of Dale Gribble is, like, his, like, dream job. Like, he loved it being Dale Gribble. And if you didn't know this, when the show ended, he just had started a YouTube channel where he just played as Dale Gribble just doing stuff. And he goes out in the woods and shoots with his friends and, like, freaks out. He, like, makes up fake conspiracy theories. He'll, like, sing songs. It's amazing. I highly suggest you go and watch those videos. And, as far as like Dale goes here, I'm gonna play a couple clips of Dale, like some of my favorite moments.
Of course, then, we're gonna.
And then I'm also, yeah, I have a ton of them, and I'm also gonna play a tribute song that he made himself. But like the nice thing about Johnny Hardwick is that because he made all those songs, he somehow like made the perfect tribute song for his like passing away. So I'm gonna play that at the end. So we're gonna go ahead and just like play some Dale clips for y'all.
Yeah, it's what he would have wanted. Like a conspiracy nut character that I feel like you just can't replicate today. Would just be too difficult.
Be too realistic.
Yes, yes. Yes.
90% of the crap Dale said was happening back then is actually happening now.
Yeah, like there are a lot more Dale Gribbles these days, and it's just not
let
as funny
me
a
do
bit.
The talking.
Morning. Where are you gentlemen from?
Arlen, Texas.
I've been to Arlen. Nice town.
Like they were in the clear, and then Dale just has to ruin it.
Now, 10 years ago, you took my shit. Did you think I'd forget that? Come on, bring it on! God! Not me, fucking girl!
All right.
Oh,
we're shrooms.
Oh, no, we're not doing shrooms yet. I'm gonna do one other one. This one's a good, like, follow-up to the last couple we did.
What are you looking at?
Your fly is down.
It's my yard.
Oh, and one of the best.
You could just waltz in here and kill me, did you? Well, so did he.
Dale, you stupid.
You will speak only when I say you can speak.
Remove the tape, Dale.
Okay. You can speak.
Let us go now, and I promise I won't kick your ass later.
There's more to the shrooms.
I got a lot of good shroom print clips.
You are
the
shot, Shug.
Oh, and this one could be like a death.
When I close my eyes, I can see strange characters running around chasing colorful geometric shapes in a dark and infinite limbo. I have stopped closing my eyes. I fear I am going mad. Survival reminder, need hammer and nails. And batteries for tape recording. Also need new tape recording.
Like the jokes, they just keep building and building and building to the perfect crescendo. It's amazing.
All right. We got this one's really good. I need to play this real quick. Oh, the lights just turned off. Okay, hold on.
Mood lighting.
This one is very good.
Hello there. Before I can make my diagnosis, I'm gonna need more information. Please take our survey. What's wrong with me? Sponsored by Azteca Pharmaceuticals. First question: are you paranoid?
Who wants to know?
Who wants to know?
Yeah.
WebMD sucked even back then.
I'll look at it all. Charts and footnotes and maps. Ooh, here's a cool diagram of Dealey Plaza. So the motorcade was going west on... Wait, I thought they were headed east. But, huh. This is east. Wait, I'm all messed up here. Where's the grassy knoll? This isn't right. I always thought west was this way. The motorcade turned and went out at the west. Okay. So, heading west, the grassy knoll is in front of Kennedy. The book depository is behind him. But that makes sense. It can't make sense. It's the Warren Commission report, for God's sake. But that means the government could be right.
Cool.
Can't make sense. Lights are coming out.
This one is going to make a chuckle.
Yep. Hey, did you guys know that there's a star for each state? Brilliant! You're a grand old flag, you're a something-something flag, and forever you wave, you're the
land blah blah, the land blah blah.
Yes! Pretty sure that's how it goes. And here's a little tribute. I'll play the clip everybody wanted. So this is the one everybody wanted. So we'll play this first.
What the hell are you doing?
The fact that he wouldn't have sand on him at all times.
He's always got to be ready.
To use this as like sand attack in battle.
Looks like a 100.
Oh my god.
So here's some of Johnny just like fucking around on YouTube, and this is just like the perfect tribute. Like this actually like is the perfect thing to pick.
Test these one. Okay, it seems to be working.
Oh god.
Oh.
It'd just be more earnest to play the video rods without anything. Mm. But like, I really wanted to.
Oh yeah. And man, like, it's so sad that like these three talents are just not going to be present for the return.
Well, like Johnny's lines were already recorded, so like we have something.
So to our knowledge, so as far as we know, I think only like So from what I heard, supposedly from Pamela Adlin, the voice of Bobby. Supposedly, Johnny Hardwick only recorded supposedly only 4 episodes for the revival, which that's not very many. I mean, I really don't know what they're gonna do for the return, because like it was announced like forever ago, and then it's just been like silent ever since then. So I really don't understand like how they're gonna like really bring it back for like this time period. I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas?
Please
like,
don't kill off Dale.
Or just ignore.
Oh yeah, I will. I like to believe that they will keep him along and just like give him a new voice actor, because I would feel that everyone would think like we can't get rid of Dale. It's like
same
we need to keep
Rick and Morty did.
Yeah. But
different circumstances.
Way better reasons.
Yes.
Better reasons.
But no, I feel like they would want to keep the legacy of the character alive and have people enjoy him for many years to come.
On the other hand, I think they might like either have him go missing in one of his weird.
Yeah.
He
got abducted by aliens.
Or he goes to like a compound. Like, the Simpsons has had a lot of notable characters die. And when you think of like old TV shows that are like iconic, you think of The Simpsons and you think of King of the Hill. And The Simpsons had like, you know, Mrs. Krabappel and other characters like that die, and they never came back, and they didn't try to replace them. So I don't think that it would just feel wrong to have somebody else try to replicate Dale.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable really with anyone else doing the character other than Johnny Hardwick. It just doesn't feel right to me.
What if they turned him into an AI?
No. RoboDale is real.
I don't think Mike Judge has that little like faith in like.
Well, that's a good segue into like one thing. What will it not look like? And it won't look like this.
Oh yeah.
This might have been like AI generated or something. I'm not entirely sure, but like.
Goddamn!
I can't believe that person got all the way to do that too.
Spending an hour making sure I draw the bulge in Bobby's underwear just right.
God.
And they tried to like hold this bad taste fan art as like an example of what it could not be or something, or what it shouldn't be. Like just bullshit from people online. Although the one question I have is like, why does Hank Hill look like Henry Kissinger?
Man, Peggy Hill still alive for nothing.
I love that in like their minds, like the worst possible future for Bobby is that he's a furry. Really shows how some people online just have like just pea brains. Although Yeah, please let Bill be a furry though.
Like in future episodes, I really do want to see like Hank have to like grapple with like a lot of new stuff that he like. We talked about e-girls earlier, like Bobby like getting a lot of that stuff going on. Maybe he like becomes like a VTuber, yes. Or like Bill becomes a furry, and then like a couple other people in the freaking like in the alley become furries. Like especially Boomhauer. Boomhauer would definitely be down. Like yeah. There's no way. Like yeah. He, like you're gonna like talk crap to Bill, and then he's just like, oh dang, I was about to be. The best thing I could ever imagine.
Don't even know how.
Oh my god, just the best shit. Like,
hey, you know what yiffing is, Hank?
Dad, I'm into a new hobby. It's called yiffing. I don't know where I went wrong, Peggy.
Well, clearly he didn't get it for me.
You could have Peggy be an influencer, like stuff like that. Just, stuff like that could just I mean, come on. She
hey, no, no, no. I defend Peggy to the death. Yes. She is a hilarious character.
Yes. Yes. She would be on TikTok.
That's what I mean.
She yes, would. She would.
She would. She, okay, so like, here's how it starts. Like, she's like doing baking shows or something, right? Or so, like, she's like, here's my apple bound Betty. Here's how I make it. And then eventually starts turning into like, oh, you guys like something in my house, and it just like spirals out of control. She just like turns her house into a neon nightmare, and she's just doing like short clips of just like weird comedy.
Yeah,
it's like that's perfect. It's like, totally a Peggy episode. Like
Spanish tutorials.
Spanish tutorials.
Right.
She turns up makes ammonia with bleach.
That would just be the whole like episode all over. They're gonna make mustard gas on TikTok.
She does TikTok on it.
Oh god, she would do that.
I kind of like that idea, like the influencers. We're like I don't know if Bobby gets paid. He gets something called bits and subs. you know what that is, Dale? That's the new currency in Sweden and Thailand. Behind bitcoins and NFTs. What are those? Nobody knows.
It's the future of currency, Hank. It'll defeat Bitcoin. The government system.
So you know Buck Strickland is like gonna be on Bitcoin like mad. Like it's gonna be like this gambling addiction comes out of nowhere. And he's gonna be like, yeah, I gotta sell Strickland propane, Hank. I lost it all and what's it called? Going to
that's
the
rock by load shit out, boys.
Bitcoin, god dang, who bit my coins?
Strickland NFT's
hey,
on top
hey, of the
yeah, please bring back Buck Strickland, but just don't make him a politician.
No,
I can't take Trump jokes with like that character. Please, it's too obvious. Just make him just keep like falling for like crappy scams. Like that's just so funny to me.
Where was it?
Oh my god.
I just wanted a picture of a god dang hot dog. Why is it $3,000?
Well, you see, it's fungible, Hank. Oh, God. I think there's so many different angles you can take for the revival. And honestly, I don't know anyone they're going to go with. I've heard conflicting info about how it may take place on like a sliding timeline where like Bobby's 16 or something. I've heard another claim that like it might be 15 like years into the future, which like, I don't know. I can't really imagine Bobby outside of like his teenage years. Like, I think he's just the perfect snapshot of, like a weird kid, like, during that period of time. Like, and I think that makes him very endearing.
They did it with Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, they had two different versions of Beavis and Butthead, which was genius. I love, like, what if Beavis and Butthead grew up and we see that guy in the street? Like, what is that guy like? And then they also have, like, here's some classic Beavis and Butthead, which is, like, one of the smartest things they could have done. Yeah. They could definitely do something like
smart
that.
Smart
Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, all the smart ones are pretty funny, too.
Which, they're not very smart at all.
Right. So stupid. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, like, there's, like, so many, like, different angles they can take with the show, with all the things that have happened in the last few years. Like, just, you can, if you want to go crazy with pandemic stuff, you could do that. Like, I think Mike Judge is definitely, like, skilled enough to do, like, a funny episode about that. Just, I had a point I cannot remember. Like, I just completely lost the thread of thought.
I remember what it is. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just think like King of the Hill like exists like just fine as it is. Like this like perfect snapshot of like an era of like
television comedy, and I really don't think it needs to be like tampered with.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, so like there could be an episode where like maybe Bobby gets like wrapped up in some cancel culture junk, and it's about a joke that's not even bad. And he like just blows up on that. Like that could be like a really good episode for him, because like as he's getting older, like you can have him like really like play on his comedy side of him, because like that's really where I could see that going. Like either he's gonna end up like streaming and doing like some weird stuff there, or he's gonna just become a comedian on the internet.
I think Peggy would get canceled.
Yes,
oh, yeah. She would be super canceled.
Although Bobby could try and revive his white supremacist comedy routine.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
I went out and bought it.
I can't tell whether that like episode aged like milk or wine.
I watched an episode recently, and I will say this: it teeters on the line, but it sticks its landing mostly. The problem I have with that episode is that they kind of end it on like they just kind of seem to not get that. Hey, maybe we shouldn't let everybody say anything. but the crowd just kind of like shows us like the satire of like, yeah, if you said that, everybody would like fucking run you out of town. Don't be like, yeah, cool. We should listen to the white supremacists because everybody can say dumb shit on stage. No.
I don't know, like, I just like to, like, just blissfully imagine that, like, in the future of King of the Hill, like, Bobby is just working as, like, a meat inspector, and he just does, like, comedy on the side. That's just, like, what I like to imagine the future of King of the Hill
is.
He
does comedy with the meat.
Yeah, he can do comedy with the meat. He's had, like, a full career, like, developing all this. Like, everything rose up to it.
Now, who is Bobby married?
Yes. But yeah, yeah, whatever may come of the future, though, like, I know whatever may come, we'll still be grateful for all the good times we've had. And, yeah, I will probably end up watching this, like, no matter what. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, I just want to be able to form an opinion on it.
Like, I'll definitely be there day one as soon as this drops on Hulu, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be on that platform.
Yeah, I still got that loyalty to me, that's for sure.
So you guys think that Bobby's going to come out as non-binary?
Ooh, Bobby and gender identity. That's a good question. I would be welcome to that.
How old would Cotton's kid be at that time?
Yeah.
Because I think that's the character that's going to do that.
That's
the perfect character for that kind of
thing. It really is.
Yeah, good Hank.
good Hank coming out of the non-binary would be wonderful.
They can all be trans.
Yeah, they could all.
Yeah, just make all the characters trans. We doubt that.
Going through a transition.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a series that deserves a lot of respect, revisiting and analysis. Yeah. It's been really fun doing that. But yeah, did anybody have any other comments or anything you guys got? All right, go for it, right over there.
What are your thoughts on the Good Family? On that other
set? Oh, the Good Family!
Oh, yeah. Oh. I unfortunately didn't actually see that, so...
me and Mark did.
Yeah.
I remember, vaguely remember.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen it, Good Family is basically, it tries to be like the polar opposite of King of the Hill. So instead of like trying to like have like satire about like a Texas suburb, it's about like like city bound hipsters. So you might be able to explain that.
Yeah, the premise is just like these like two very like libertarian like people, like this like couple who like live in the suburbs or something, like their daughter hates all this bull crap, like they're like the father of the family is like, or the grandfather of family is just a little too conservative, like nothing about the family really like stands out very far except for like their adoptive son, who like I think they, this is just the caliber of the jokes in the Good Family, is that like the joke is that like they wanted to adopt a child from Africa, but they adopt, like, instead, like, a white South Africaner, like, child. And, like, but, like, they don't really know what to do with that as far as, like, jokes in the series. Like, there's a whole episode where, like, the main man of the family is, like, trying to be, like, an appealing sperm donor to, like a lesbian couple. And it's at that point that you begin to realize this show is trying way too hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's not coming from, like, the same
actually,
point of sincerity.
I found, like, an easier way to explain. If King of the Hill was, like, the continuation of, like, Tom Anderson from Beavis and Butthead, The Good Family is the continuation of, like, the teacher of Van Driessen from Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, right.
Because it's pretty much the same voice that Judge does.
Okay, kids, we're going to sing a nice song. It's called Lesbian Seagull. It's almost exactly that character who's the main guy that show. But I do want to shout out, though, that like Mike Judge has done other good things between those shows. He created Silicon Valley, incredibly funny satire of the tech industry, like through and through. It kind of drops off a little bit in the later seasons, but I still think it's like a pretty funny show to check out. Mm-hmm. And I would also love to give a shout out to the lesser known Tales from the Tour Bus.
Yes!
Yes, where for two seasons he interviewed figures from both, because if you don't know, he's a huge music buff, Mike Judge. So for two seasons, in season one, he interviewed people surrounding outlaw music culture through country Great music. Show. And in the second season, he covers funk culture and the various people who were attached to like the famous outlaw country and funk musicians. And it is so friggin' funny. But unfortunately, it is only found through like Cineplex. So you have to like buy all the episodes through like iTunes or something. But I highly recommend you check that out. And of course, the Beavis and Butthead reboot as well.
Yes.
All that stuff is worth checking out. But
Office Space.
But and yeah, of course he did Office Space as well. But I still have like overall faith that like he will deliver like something worth checking out with the revival. But yeah, no matter what happens, like we still have those good memories of the King of the Hill. And yeah, as we've proven tonight by the fact that we can quote a YouTube poop almost verbatim as a crowd, I think we will keep the spirit of King of the Hill alive for many years to come, no matter what. So yeah, thank you all for helping to keep that alive. But yeah, that is just about the end of the panel. Thank you very much. You know where to find us. thank you all so much for coming out to the King of the Hill panel. This was a real blast. Thank you all.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good rest of your night.
Yeah. Have a great rest of the con, folks.
I got pee.